I have the pleasure to welcome to the radio the Head of Prevention for Infectious Diseases here in Monaco at the Princess Grace Hospital, Dr. Keita Percy. Thank you for coming in. Firstly, your experience with COVID-19, how would you explain to our listeners what you've seen and maybe some presumptions that have been made in media or from certain age groups about how this virus affects different age groups?
Yeah, I think that's a shame that people think it only affects old people. That's not true. We have in our hospital, we have younger people. So if I had something to say, it would be aware that it can affect young people. It does not only affect ill or sick people. And please protect yourself and protect the others.
So the message is for everybody to keep up the washing your hands, wearing a mask, physical distancing.
Yeah.
And just on the note of your experience at the Princess Grace Hospital, have you seen, for example, any reason behind maybe why somebody might suddenly have mild symptoms to then in intensive care?
Well, we see that every time, every day. That's really what's stunning with this virus. People go, you know, they're hospitalized, yes, they are under some surveillance, and within 2 or 3 hours, then they don't go well at all, and they need to be hospitalized in the intensive care unit. And we can't manage. There's nothing to do about that. We don't know when to expect this transformation. We don't know. But it happens.
So you don't see it coming and it happens.
Exactly. Within 1-2 hours, it goes worse and worse and you don't know why.
Now, moving on to the vaccination campaign. Can you tell our listeners what can residents and employees of the Principality expect as far as the vaccination campaign against COVID in the Principality is concerned?
Yes. Well, the Principality has elaborated a vaccination plan with different steps. The schedule is based on international recommendations and depends, of course, on the vaccine's availability or on the logistic possibilities. So basically, the objective is protect first those who are at risk of severe COVID diseases. That means, of course, old people, people with what we call comorbidities, for instance, diabetes or obesity or other chronic diseases. And when these people contract SARS-CoV-2, they often need to be hospitalized, and then sometimes they develop complications, and those complications can lead to an intensive care unit hospitalization, and sometimes to death, of course. So that's the reason why they should be vaccinated first. And besides, healthcare workers, healthcare professionals need to be at work, of course. So they need to be healthy and they need to be vaccinated in order to take care of the patients, all of them, COVID or non-COVID, but until the end of the epidemic.
So as you just mentioned, the priority cases, the people working on the front line, the health workers are being vaccinated.
They are.
As we speak.
Since last Monday for the elderly, and since Friday for the healthcare workers.
And the next stage?
Well, if it's possible, we'll have all people vaccinated. But the next stage is, people with other comorbidities and younger and younger and younger.
And how have you seen the response? People over 75 are willing to be vaccinated. In your view, you've had a good response here in the Principality?
Yes, we do. Yes, we definitely do. I think people are really aware of what's going on. So we wanted to take time to inform them correctly. And based on this, we have a very good answer, a very good
response. Now, there's been a lot of media coverage, which has left some maybe, as I just mentioned, rather hesitant about having the vaccination. What would you say to those who are unsure about the safety, mainly, I guess, because they ask themselves, how can the vaccination have happened so quickly? How can it be ready so quickly?
Yeah.
What would you say to those people that are maybe a bit reticent?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's quick. Yes, thanks God, it's quick. But it's doesn't mean that it's too quick. Many researches are ongoing all over the world, all year long, and we don't necessarily know it. As long as vaccines are concerned, there is ongoing research, and former coronavirus infections such as SARS or MERS have been very well investigated, so they are better known. So the RNA technology has been studied for almost 20 years in cancer and so on. So we didn't start from, you know, from nothing. So, and moreover, there has been a tremendous effort by states all over the world, and they provided money, they provided logistic means at a very high level. So that was quick, it's true, but that doesn't mean that anything was neglected.
I actually, on that point, you mentioned 20 years. I was watching it on French media. A doctor had explained that the actual basis of this vaccine, now it's a lot of medical terminology that I can't actually go into or maybe remember, but he was saying that it's similar in medical terms as, for example, the ROR vaccine, which has been studied over the last 20 years. So is this the case then?
It's not exactly the same. What I understand from what you're saying is that he or she was saying that it's being long investigated. That's what I understand. But it's not exactly the same process. When we want to obtain an immune response, I think the actually RNA is the best one. It's much more simple. You have the cell product precisely the protein that you need, and that will be the so-called spike that will be recognized by the immune system. And you'll have it fought against by the immune cells. You see what I mean?
Because so they're the ones that die straight away, no?
Yeah. Yes. So that's brilliant, actually. That's brilliant, because you don't need to have any virus introduced into your body.
So you're not injecting the virus to
exactly.
be able to fight it.
No, you have this RNA.
RNA
produced,
stands for?
Yeah, ribonucleic acid. And you have it translate this protein.
Every day, apparently, we pick this up, no?
Absolutely.
It's around us. It's the bacteria that is...
It's the way we live, actually, producing proteins. So insulin, producing whatever.
So we're not injecting the virus.
We're just
using this RNA, which is we live with anyway in every day-to-day life, and it actually dies anyway.
Exactly.
And the vaccine's doing its job to get rid of it in your body.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I've understood. Now, is it not similar, again, to reassure people, maybe on, obviously not the illness, but the vaccine be similar to the flu vaccine, which has been modified yearly? Will this be the case? Will we have to have maybe a COVID-19 vaccine on a yearly basis?
Well, I'm not sure we have enough information to predict that. However, the influenza virus leads to, many mutations, which is not really the case for SARS-CoV-2, although we hear a lot about these mutations right now, the English mutation, for instance. The variant. But for the flu vaccine, this vaccine has to adapt each year to a new surface protein, not the spike, because it's not the spike in this case, but another one. And so far, it's not the case for SARS-CoV-2. It's always the same spike.
So fingers crossed that might not be the case. So don't know, too early to say.
Yeah, exactly. But what we don't know is the length of the immune response. So we might need to have boosters, for instance, not to change the vaccine, but we need boosters if the immune response is, less important. But so far in recent studies, scientists observed that we could have very encouraging responses, and it could last. We could be protected for years, actually.
Okay, that's a positive note in all of this. And just on the vaccine and how it's administered, so as you say, the priority cases and health workers at the moment, but then gradually it will be other people being vaccinated of all ages. How will it be administered? Will it be, is it two shots? And what's the delay if there are two shots?
Yeah, it's two shots. For the Pfizer vaccine, it's a delay of 21 days, but it can be up to 42 days based on the scientific studies that led to the process of, putting it on the market, as we say.
But the deadline would be 42 days.
Exactly. Yeah, no later. And it's 28 days for the Moderna vaccine. So these are the delays for the best immune responses. And these are based on the clinical studies that have been made. So, and the protection is based on these studies, and it's at its best after two injections.
Right. And a percentage of protection once you've had both injections?
Well, yeah, for both of the vaccines, it seems to be very, very high. That is approximately 95%.
For both of the vaccines?
Yes. Yes.
And finally, for all the team and colleagues that are doing an exceptional job at the Princess Grace Hospital here in Monaco, what message would you like to send them?
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity. I'd like to thank them for their enthusiasm, confidence and good spirit. And I'd also like to say, hold on, be strong. And we are doing a good job, and I think our patients know it.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for coming
You're
in
very
and taking the time to come in. And hopefully we'll come back and see us maybe in the near future to hopefully tell us how it's all going on with, hopefully, fingers crossed, some good news.
Yeah, okay, with pleasure. Thank you.